This week's episode is brought to you by me.
This is 3DS, how we Nintendo, we do it.
Nintendo, Nintendo DS, Nintendo 3DS. Mario, Luigi, Link, Zelda, we all know them. Nintendo Wii's. Oh yes.
Hello. I'm going through the Wii menu right now. I don't have many things downloaded because the eShop closed and I'm here now. It's now. Date of recording is 24th of the 6th, 2021. I am David, host of Potter WhoCast, and today this is a pilot for a brand new show on Friendly Mushroom. It's not a weekly show, it's not a monthly show, it's whenever I get the chance to do a show. It's about video games, Nintendo video games. At the best kind, I would say. Although I am partial to a bit of, you know, Spyro, Crash, Minecraft, sometimes. But this is called, I think it's called This 3DS How We Do It or something. I meant the title before I made anything else. So today, I'm going to be playing Red Steel on the Wii. I've never played this before. I know all about because when I was growing up, I used to get gaming magazines. Endgamer and Official Nintendo Magazine. I'm holding a copy here in my hand of the latter. From October 2013, issue 99. Paid €6.55 for it. It's very cheap paper. Likely to make that noise. This is also made by Ubisoft, who are not cool. We don't appreciate Ubisoft in this house. I'm drinking a cup of tea. Lions. It's a bit hot. Aren't we all? The game's loading up now. So I bought this copy of Red Steel for Euro from I'm not going to call them sex, because that's stupid. I need a nunchuck and a Wii remote to play Red Steel. I have both in my hand right now. But yeah, I bought this for a Euro from CEX. And I just want to say, first and foremost, your prices are stupid. Okay, name for a profile. We'll say that. Where was I? Yeah. So I bought this for a Euro from CEX. CEX, your prices are stupid, man. I mean, 75, I think it's like €75 for Pokemon Platinum used. Just stupid. Drink my tea. But yeah, I read about these a lot growing up, this and Red Steel 2, in various gaming magazines. I have a copy here of Endgamer. Oh, I have a copy of O&M, sorry. I don't know, I can't see them. But yeah. I do. What do you want me to do? You want to aim the cursor at the fish. Yeah, I'm pointing at the fish and I'm picking.
And the colors on that one, over there.
Which one? Fish on top, okay.
No, this one, just below. Look.
Can you just tell me which fish? Oh, God. Yeah. Cool. Can you make up your mind? Yeah, okay. There, it's all the fish. What left corner? Oh, God. Oh, now I can move around. The extreme right. We don't like them. I can now just aim it very well.
Oh.
The way they used to do tutorials was so stupid. I mean, I haven't played enough stuff recently to know if they still do this kind of stuff, but to do it in a way where it's like very, very unintuitive is just so good. Spring 2006. Well.
Sorry, I know I've asked you 10 times already. I'm a little nervous.
Don't be.
I feel like a dream. You remember when we first met?
No.
You told me that I was a spoiled brat.
Did I?
You were hired to protect me and nothing more.
Okay, I don't remember this. Oh, there's trouble down below. There's two Humvees. Uh-oh. I don't know you. I hate first person shooters. I hate doing first person shooters with the Wii as well, because the Wii remote doesn't really work. I have two Wii remotes. One of them is covering battery acid, so I can't use that. Yeah, so. No, I've been thinking a lot recently about Nintendo. I used to be really into games. I'm swinging at the action. I used to read the games. I used to get these magazines every week. I used to listen to podcasts about games. I used to do all this stuff, and now I don't really do any more of it because it just doesn't seem. I don't know. Like, is that I lost interest? I don't know. If you listen to Potter Whocast, you know when I say I don't know, I just mean I don't know how to continue a conversation, so I just like die. Okay. So, Mr. Sato's going to see me in his private lounge. That's interesting. Follow Miu. But yeah, this looks like a game from 2006, 2007. I had to follow you with the nunchuck. That's fine. Yeah. See, I went through this phase last year before lockdown where I was like, I'm going to buy a lot of games that I read about growing up that I want to play. And then, you know, when the opportunity arises, I'll play through them. And I didn't do that. I got a lot of other stuff. I got, like, No More Heroes, whatever. Okay, I'll wait here. So Euro 2020 is going on right now. Yeah. This guy is vibrating, looking at me. Okay. Okay, I will. Oh, there's a guy with a gun in the shop. Okay. Okay, I don't have a gun, so I don't know what I do here. Do I just run with you? Oh, God. Who decides that the camera be controlled with a Wii remote as well? This is just... Oh! Uh-oh. I got blindsided there. Now I'm waking up. Okay. Swing the nunchuck up. Watch it. That's stupid. Why? This is what I hate about the Wii. The Wii, early on the Wii's development cycle, I feel, it didn't really happen that much afterwards. They used to always be like, okay, let's incorporate the nunchuck into the gameplay, and it never worked. The motion of the nunchuck never fucking worked, and it's still like I shouldn't have to swing with one hand and then move around the other hand. I should be able to do both with one hand. Hit a checkpoint. Okay, that means trouble. There's a vent spewing gas out there. Okay. Dramatic music. I don't see anyone. So I assume someone's gonna start shooting at me now in 2 seconds. I can barely see around the corner. Who's yelling at me? I can't see you. I don't want to reload. Where the fuck is this guy? Oh, there. Yeah, okay, it's fine. Let me out! Okay, Zed is crouched. You told me that before. You told me that at the crowd. I almost died. I hate first person shooters because I had the motor skills of child and the anxiety of a newborn baby. So I get very nervous. And this is making me nervous. Okay, I'm getting shot at again. There's a body vibrating on the ground. Oh, there you are. Friend or oh, there you are. It's against sunglasses. My tea, give me a fucking chance. Jesus Christ, what the hell is that? I'm stuck. I'm not stuck. That's cool. Okay. I'm joining this guy up on the roof. I feel like something's gonna happen now. And yeah. Hold down the A button and I'm shooting a plant. I'm not fucking... There are way too many people. What the hell? I'm firing at the fucking sky now. I died. Cool. Yeah, load last checkpoint. What the fuck do you want me to do?
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Red Steel. More like... Red Steel this? No, I bought it. Nintendo Wii. So I was trying to fire and I kept pointing, I was pointing the remote, you know where I meant to point, you know, there's a fucking fire and I kept fucking firing in the sky like a fucking, I don't even know, Kojak did that? Oh god, again? Okay, yeah, I got this guy in the leg. That should be that. Yeah, hi. How's it going? Yeah, you're the boyfriend? I am, apparently. Mr. Sata, yeah, I know he's in this helicopter. We must join him there. Hurry. No. See, again, I'm pointing to the sky. I'm not hurrying with you. You kill me. You got me killed. Okay, I fucking hate this. I hate this so fucking much. I hate this so fucking much. See, I got shot there again. Yeah, fucking... You deal with it, okay? I'm gonna... Okay. So, I'm trying to fire at this guy. He's behind a barrier of sorts. I'm trying to destroy the barrier in front of him. I got hit by a gun. I'm backing off. How are you hitting me and I'm not hitting you? That's just physics. I'm hiding to regain health. I'm out of bullets! I'm out of bullets! I was trying to see if I had a melee attack. Just swinging my hands around. I think not recently, but the movies, the Oscars, really. Do me a favor when you have time, look up the 2011, Oscars for, like, the best actor. Okay, I'm getting, like, nunchuck drift now, I don't know what the hell is happening, I can't even walk. Is this a thing? Is nunchuck drift a thing? Yeah, I know, he's on the helicopter roof. What the hell is happening now? Options, controls, aiming sensitivity, medium sensitivity, low sensitivity, high sensitivity, we'll try that. Return, fire button. You know, A is probably easier to fire with. Is it, I suppose, I don't know, lock system? I'm turning the lock system off because that just annoyed me. Sword moves, I don't have a sword, doesn't bother me at all. Skills list, I don't really know what that is. Okay. I know, he's there in the roof, I know. Okay, so I can't even walk Oh yeah, I forgot. A was shoot. I can't even walk now because there's something wrong with the game, and it's like poop. I'm going in circles basically. So this is fun. What is going on? I can't. Doors. I'm walking. I'm gonna be this fucking fiery because I can't control my body movements. I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, where was, yeah. So have a look at the 2011 Best Actor lineup at the Oscars, because it is just nonsense.
Hi, this is me from the future with a really, really bad quality microphone. I meant like 2011 as in the ones held in 2012 looking back at 2011, not the ones held in 2011 looking back at 2010. The 84th Academy Awards, even though they're that bad. Yeah. 84th. Thanks. That's a dog barking. Thank you.
I'm out of bullets again. I'm also gonna keep going in circles. I'm gonna die anyway, so it doesn't really matter. We all die. I'm dead. Okay. I'm gonna see if that's a problem. Is a thing. Unlock my phone. Nunchuck drift. Nunchuck drift. I don't mean. Apparently it is. I don't know. I do have a spare nunchuck for trailer. Look at the magic of audio. You will hear me move. I'm actually sweating. If you can hear me, I'm actually sweating right now, and it's awful. It feels awful. Let's see if this will help. Now, my problem is that I'm running out of bullets very quickly, and there are about 15 or 16 different lads. So I'm wondering if I don't just... I don't even know. What do I do? Okay, yeah, that's better. Oh, this is... Okay, so I put this on high sensitivity, and this is really not helping. Okay. Give me a second now, guy. Okay, controls. Aiming sensitivity. We'll try low for the crack. Oh god, low is even worse. Okay. I am a boyfriend, apparently. I've never met the person that I'm meant to be. Yeah, I know he's on the roof! Oh god, what the hell was that? This way, okay. Okay. I hit him twice. I hit you twice. I'm all about maintaining composure here, but I'm also acutely aware that I'm running out of bullets in, quite frankly, too short a period of time. Okay, I hit someone there. I'm gonna run. Run! No! Okay, I made it back down. I ran over, got his gun. I should be good. Why did you move down and do that? Well, that guy's dead. My friend with the sunglasses died. That's sad. Okay, I got them all. Folks, I got them all. Okay. Okay, now we're sucking diesel. Okay. Oh no, there's another one there. oh, he's running away. Yeah, you better fucking run. I'm side-arming this. Oh no! I'm done. I'm a goner. I literally cannot tell you where I am. This control system is fucking bullshit. So I'm currently getting shot at again in a different part of town. I just killed a guy from close range. That should count for something. I just got shot at close range. I'm about to die. Okay, I shot one guy at close range. That's good. And we know that there's one guy left. I got him. Okay, where do I go from here? Okay. Please wait. Okay. I can adjust the camera controls. I would want to. Honestly, I would really want to, because every time I move the fucking Wii remote, you flip me around like in fucking Miami Vice or something. You know, it's really kind of fucked up what's happening these days. Yeah, okay. Options, controls. There's no thing here about being able to do the camera. We're trying to burp. What else do I... Yeah, so Potter Hookah's coming back in July, I think. Late July, maybe. We have, as of this recording, but I hear this released soon after I record this. I'm going to sneeze. I'll try not to. Ooh. Yeah, okay. As of me playing and recording this, we have 4 episodes left to do. As I enter to a kitchen. Yeah. This is bullshit. I hate this so much. I'm just sitting here till they want to come out and fight me again. I just blew half them up. I'm Scott, so get fucked. Yeah, we have 4 episodes to record. It's exciting, exciting stuff. Way more quote unquote experimental than what we did last season. Couple of new guests. Well, one new guest. I'm excited to get them on the show. Maybe hearing them first. What else can I tell you? I can tell you that I just shot a guy by shooting over his head. Where's the Uzi? Okay, I'm going around in circles again. Fucking hell. Blew up a thing. Checkpoint. Okay, to jump. Okay. Whoa, Jesus Christ. I just jumped and everyone started shooting at me. I died. I'm getting really bored. Getting really bored of dying. Yeah. So, you know, it's very sunny these days. And playing this just reminds me of when, like, growing up. Basically, what I would do is that's disingenuous. I did have friends, but like the friends I had, I didn't really ever socialize with them. Sorry, I'm just mowing down people again. Why is there no fucking melee option? This is so stupid. But, like, I wouldn't... I would basically spend... Like, they would go out and, you know... They would go out and go to parties... Well, not parties, not discos and stuff. I would... stay at home, and I would basically play games, talk to my friends online, someone's a little die pick at me there. I didn't see you, sorry, I don't know where you are. I'm not a cop. If I am a cop, then I deserve to die. What you call it? Yeah, so I didn't really ever, you know. I didn't ever really socialize. And one of the issues of that was that I have no social skills. I think I was beat level, I'm not sure. I think I'm about to face the big boss. But basically, this is what I do, I play games. And now they're all off in successful careers and successful educational pathways. I am sitting at home playing Red Steel on the Wii, and knowing five people listen to this in its lifetime. Where the fuck is this coming from? I don't know. Some machine in this. But, you know, I hate being the one who's like, oh yeah, you know, you're so successful and I'm not. Wow. But like, God, I forgot to change the shoot button. I pressed the B button max, I'm sorry. I pressed the wrong button. But they're all off in like, they're studying business degrees and they're studying veterinary science degrees and they're working full time at like proper big companies. And I'm as I said, I'm here playing Red Steel on the Wii. I'm studying for a degree that will never work out for me. No matter how hard I try to make it work out for me. If we can get real for a second. I know I've already to save you, I know I'm gonna get shot again, don't worry. But, you know, I spent a lot of time feeling worried that I've compromised friendships by being annoying, and I probably have. And it really, it bears a lot on your conscious and your mind or whatever. Like, I have friends who are, you know, working full-time, getting jobs, getting places to live away from home. I am the only person, I think, of my age group, of the class, like, because there's a national school here, of the people who went to that school, I would handily say I'm the only one who remains here as a resident of this little village. I'm pretty sure everyone else moved on. I mean, fair play to them, there's literally nothing in this town for anyone under the age of 60, I would hazard a guess. So how many people, there's all these people like a fucking Polly Walnuts and they're fucking coming out of nowhere, it's so fucking stupid. But what happened is basically, yeah, everyone moved away, and I'm stuck here. And I hate living here, I hate myself sometimes too, well, I hate myself a lot actually. Really, like, there are so many people I just don't speak to anymore from that period. Like, especially like after that, I went to secondary school and I was a menace. I has been most people who I went to school would say I wasn't, but I really was. I was friends with the wrong people for a lot of the time. I regret being friends with them, if I'm being honest, and none of them are listening to this, so it's fine. But, you know, it's like, you don't really realize, I beat the level, by the way, you don't really realize until you're removed from it for an extended period of time just how much, like, not only did you fuck things up, but you were fucked up as well, and you can have to wrestle with that a little bit. I don't think I fully feel capable. Cool. Sorry, yeah, I don't know what this guy wants to do. I have to clear the way, I have to shoot more people now. But yeah, you don't really realize until, you know, you're removed far from it that you really are not well. And that's happened to me recently. You know, I've really struggled with that fact that I am really not, you know, in a place where I'm happy with not only my memories, but like who I was and who I still am, really, because I feel like I haven't really changed that much, unfortunately. But, you know, one of those people tried to friend me again on Facebook recently, and I just... I was going with a sword. Scott San, use the blade. I don't have a blade. Okay, I'm sort of fighting now. Where was I? Oh, yeah, sad shit. Okay, I'm fighting this guy. Like, D'Artagnan over here. One for all, one for... Okay. I can get on that, okay. Left or right when with C, okay. Okay, I'm trying to, yeah. Where is it? Yeah. So one guy tried to add me on Facebook after I unfriended him again. But the thing is, like, I unfriended him fucking years ago, like a year and a half ago, so it's been a long time to realize that. So I always wonder, like, does he want to reach out to me again, or does he just be like, oh yeah, you know, we went to school together. It doesn't really matter anymore. Okay, so I killed that guy there, okay. But yeah, I think, I'm rambling now, but it's a real thing of I just do not know, you know. It's sad, I think. I'm still carrying the fucking sword. I don't know if I need to use the sword now. I'm doing circles again. Okay, cool. Yeah, where are we going? Okay. What the fuck do you want me to do? Okay, I just died because... Walking out my sword, yeah, I know. Walking out my sword, you could have told me that I took the gun out because I couldn't take the sword out. You wouldn't let me take the sword. But yeah, I remember a big crying achievement in school one day was I came in and I was like, hey, I got the I got into the Nintendo podcast because I asked a question on the official Nintendo magazine podcast. And the one person I knew who was into Nintendo was my friend, who I do not believe is into Nintendo anymore. Why did I fucking fire this door open? I don't know. Man, what way are we going? And on, like, so I'm after keeping tripping again. Yeah, so it's... I'm just waving my hands around now, cause... As expected, you're not letting me... But yeah, so I'm recovering from a lot of school stuff, and I'm still recovering from it now. I feel real guilt. But what I feel like is, and this is gonna sound a bit callous and a bit hand wavy, I say as I'm waving my hands around. But you know, I try to put myself in that position of would an apology from someone who really ruined my life for a while. Would I accept that, or would I just say fuck off, you know? And I feel like I would probably say fuck off, you know? Oh, God, fuck you! I hadn't parried, and you were like, oh no, we're not. It's a good arm workout. That's my phone. That's my phone gone. Let's elbow my phone off this couch. Sorry. Okay, if I fail this, I'm we'll come back to the next day.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Today, all we can do is show you examples. So let's bring another one to life right here on this stage. I'd like to introduce Xavier Poix and Roman Campos Aurelia from Ubisoft in France to take you through the new franchise exclusive, Red Steel.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Xavier Poix. I'm the studio director of Ubisoft in Paris, where Red Steel is being developed. And joining me on stage is our lead game designer, Roman Campos Aurelia. We are really very excited to be here today to debut Ubisoft's Nintendo Wii exclusive launch title, Red Steel. Red Steel is a first-person action game set in both USA and Japan, in which the player will have to learn to master both modern firearms and the katana sword, taking, of course, full advantage of the Wii controller. Roman, as you can see, is using the nunchuck controller in his left hand to move, and he's able to look around and to fire his gun with the other controller simply by pressing the trigger button. With the Wii controller, you can handle the gun the way you want, and at the first time, simply by moving your hand, like in real life. So if you want to play it gangster style, you can. And it's the same to open a door. As you have seen earlier, there is no button to push. Do it like you do at home. Just turn your hand or push the door very hard. For the very first time in a game, you will really feel like both your hands have entered the screen. You are in the game. As you can see through the demo, you should at least. there are many graphical details. Yeah, it comes back. Yay!
This fucking Wayne Grove fucker. Okay, I'm trying to parry at the last second, but when I fucking try to parry, he doesn't fucking strike. Look, if I die here, I'm down to like a half health. Yeah, why is that fucker standing looking at me doing that? So I got one hit in earlier on. I still can't get the fucking. But yeah, Red Steel. What does the title mean? I don't know. This is so hilariously broken. This is a stupid mechanic to put in your game. Yes, there we go. We got another one in. Okay, so let's let him strike. He said that didn't hit me. Do I die? Can I really not? I can't die in this one, can I? I have to wait till he hit him again. Yes, that's 306. He stabbed me. That's. That's 4. Motherfucker, I gotcha! That's 5. That's 6 out of 6. Okay, I can attack him now, can I? Yeah, there we go. Almost there, almost there. Okay, he's dead. Oh, I'm in the Yakuza. That's another game series I haven't played before. Okay, man, let's go. I think I'm going to leave it here in a second. Next time I die, which could be now because there's like 15 different people here. I'm out of bullets in my other gun. I'm blindly firing into the air again because he won't let me aim. I'm about to die. So I'm gonna leave it here and we'll come back in 2 seconds, as soon as I die, with thoughts by a couple of friends. Maybe one or two friends. I don't know how many friends it will be because I haven't talked yet. I'm still alive. This is awkward. I still can't hit this guy, so maybe this is it. No, I got him. Got my Uzi back. I did. No, I don't want my gun on my Uzi. Oh, did I hit that last guy? Where are all these fuckers coming from? I swear. Okay, I can't hit this guy yet. This is it. This could be it. He says that he successfully survives the hit and... Yeah, this is it. Okay. Okay, so that's Red Steel. Come back to that again another day. I will catch you after this short commercial break. Thank you.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Master.
Yes, maggot eating dog?
Am I ready?
Concentrate. Attack! Are you trying to tickle him? Your ancestors are weeping! Fight, sissy!
Ah, enough!
Get the gun! Red steel for we! Red T for team!
You suck!
Yep. So I'm joined by Mike. Mike the Ike.
Hey, hi.
Mike, I want to ask you a question, just a quick question.
Sure.
Have you heard of the game Red Steel?
I've heard of it, yeah. They made a sequel for it a couple of years after, I believe.
They did. Have you ever played it?
No, I never played it.
Okay, so I'm going to describe the game to you. I want you to tell me at the end of it if you would consider playing it. Or if you'd say, that's not my cup of tea, that's not my cup of joe.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so it's from... I've played one level, so you're going to bear with me here. From what I understand, it's a game where you play the coolest dude in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You're the bodyguard of the daughter of a... rich business person, as far as I can tell.
Okay.
And okay. You want to marry her, but the day you go to tell her father you're going to marry her, the Yakuza attack, and you have to fight through a hotel full of Yakuza with a gun and a sword. And then you get killed. Based on what I've experienced, as far as I know, it becomes like a Western at some point, but I'm not quite sure. So would you play Red Steel?
Would I play it? Yeah, I mean, it sounds like video game to video game. So like, it's definitely a cool premise. And I remember when there was, cause I, as I recall, it came out around the time when the Wii was relatively new and people were kind of like, okay, well, Wii Sports is really fun, but what about shooters? Like, I want to play something like an action game. And that was kind of held up probably erroneously, but it was held up as one of like, hey, Nintendo's got the hardcore guys covered. You know, there was that, and there was The Conduit, which was a first-person shooter, I think. And they both just kind of went, eh, whatever. And then, but my understanding was that Red Steel 2 was a lot better. Like that one where people played it and they went, wow, this game's actually awesome.
Yeah, I think it's because in the first one, obviously the Wii Motion Plus is kind of the reason for the second one, as far as I know. The first one, it's incredibly hard to control because motion controls are obviously so new that when you're trying to point the gun, you end up pointing at the sky in a pointing around the place. There's like no kind of motion tracking to whatever you're doing. But anyway, thank you for popping
in. My pleasure.
I'm gonna put you down. I'm gonna put you down for one copy of Red Steel. You have to pay me, I think, recommended retail price is probably about $60, so I'll expect that in the post.
I'll work. But, yeah, the check's in the mail.
It better be. It really better be.
You are out of the Discord forever.
Thank you. Listen, you think that's a problem? I know the Yakuza now, so I think I'm the Yakuza after you. Just to take you down, yeah?
All right, noted.
But yeah, thank you, and enjoy your time at the library.
Yeah, thanks, man. You have a good day. Today. Well, I guess it's evening. It's probably like 10 o'clock at night there, isn't it? So.
It's 6:30 in the evening. Well, it's 7:20 now in the evening. So.
All right, take it easy, man.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. Letter of the week. This is a reading of a letter. This is Star Letter in this issue of Official Nintendo Magazine. It's issue 60, October 2010, and this letter won a DSI. It reads thusly. I'm fairly new to O&M, and reading issue 54 Star Letter, I noticed that you asked whether anyone could top the writer's Lego Arwen. The answer is yes, I think I can, with the Lego DSI and game cartridges, which my younger sister made. I had a go, being the great Lego and gaming fan that I am, and this is what I made. I hope this is worthy enough to follow your craze. I thought that maybe other readers who are also LEGO fans can make LEGO levels from games like Super Mario Brothers, brackets. Awesome game, by the way, close brackets. I hope this is good enough to earn a DSI for my sister who recently broke her DS Lite. That's from someone from Great Dunmo, I will not dox you. O&M responds. Now that just looks very cool. Isn't it strange how just recreating something in LEGO makes it that much more fun to look at? We like your idea of getting other readers to LEGO-wise games. And it's not just your outstanding efforts at creating the LEGO DS that nets you the Star Letter Prize, but your outstanding generosity in giving your prize to your sister. Brackets, although she did make the LEGO cartridges, of course. Close brackets. What an upstanding young man. Well done. Make sure she doesn't break this one, too, mind. That was... letter of the day, of star letter of the week, of the game, of the world, of the century. Thank you for listening. You can find me here. You can find this in various places, as you know. iTunes, Spotify, Google, The Works by Steely Dan.
Never could believe the way you are. Every day at last, the day that you got through to me. This baby, I believe that you're a star. Everyone's a winner, baby. That's the truth. Making love to you is such a thrill. Everyone's a winner, baby. That's no lie. You never fail to satisfy. Let's do it again.